Playing the Sandbox Radio. I'll be your host, Dabu Wale. Today we're gonna be getting into the old school versus new school. Got a lot to say about it. Buckle up and enjoy the flight. Huh.
Time to be a gentleman. Hey, Scott, we'll make it grinding up in tenements. Coming through the bullshit, lies, and the shenanigans. Kings out there, drop a dime for the Benjamins. True gangster, no time to be a gentleman. Hey, Scott, we'll make it grinding up in tenements. Coming through the bullshit, lies.
Right. Now, I seem to notice that. Seem to be a little divide between the old school and the new school. And let me tell you why. Hold up. Selector, turn that down. Here's the problem. See, nobody wanna meet each other in the middle, seem like, right? Now, old school, new school, depending on y'all to already be established, to be pillars in your community, to be protectors and providers in your community, right? New school depends on that. Every culture's cubs depend on its old school, the kings and the queens, to establish a way in the culture of the land for the cubs to survive, live, and pass on to their children. This is generational, right? Somewhere along the line, our history has been interrupted. And I'm not going to be the one to sit here and cast blame on the COINTEL project, NAM, and all the political tricks that was going on during Jim Crow and the civil rights days. I understand. Maybe some of y'all say, no, y'all don't. But I do. I couldn't imagine what it'd be like to be living in a day and a time where you couldn't even just be yourself. Get your dreams off the ground, live. But with all that being said, this hatred, this animosity that the old school sometimes seem to direct at its cubs, its very own young, is very, very demonstrative, destructive, divisive. You want respect? Play alpha, be the alpha. Look out for your community. How you an OG? Want the respect of an OG? Want the acknowledgement of a king and a sage? But you don't even provide no jobs. You're sending your cubs to be educated by other cultures. You're leaving your women to raise your cubs with other kings, sometimes queens. It's a bit of selflessness going down. Might have to snap some of these posters off the wall. Now, in regards to the new school, listen, now. I understand the game wasn't handed down properly the way it was supposed to. But I thought, wow, we got to let all this shit go. All this animosity, hatred for our dads and our granddads and our uncles, and disrespect. Whatever culture you see move like that. You cannot be a prince without the wisdom of a sage. It's going to delay your studies. It's going to delay your path. And guess what? When some routes get derouted, when some paths get derouted, some trains never make it back on the tracks.
when we have the ability to solve those problems ourselves. Let me say it again. We have to stop relying on supreme divine intervention to solve our problems when we have the ability to solve them ourselves. Can I give you some examples? Let's take the school system. God, please fix the schools. Make the schools better for our children. God is not going to answer that because the science of prayer dictates. The science of prayer dictates God only intervenes and supplies you when you don't have the resources to supply yourself. So because black people have the resources to build your own schools for your own children, God is not going to fix the schools because you have the ability to fix them yourselves.
Fucking the deep end, feeding for ends, my greed is weakened. The black chase back in the state needs to spend no more. Least and I got cheese for the bins to teach friends a French lesson. You get from a lesson for leading. Yo, I'm too gangster. I'm time to be a gentleman. Nice guy who make it grinding up in tenements. Coming through the bullshit lies and the shenanigans. Haters out there drop a dime for the Benjamin.
With all that being said, much respect ain't always due. It should be earned. It should be deserved. Age truly ain't nothing but a number. There's a lot of folks out there hiding immaturity and insecurities behind that number. And rest assured, when the river dries up, we'll all see where the crocodile sleeps.
Separate the sheep from the true trailblazers. They